I probably ask this every year. How many of you have a more liturgical church background? You know, Lutheran, High Presbyterian, Roman Catholic. Yeah, so you want, you know, the liturgy reading, the Revised Common Lectionary with the readings, the Advent candle, you know, the different banners. You know, I grew up in the United Methodist Church, but then ended up being Baptist and E-Free. We don't put up with that stuff. Smells and bells, bleh. But I, you know, me, I like history. I like tradition. And I think it's good for us, especially during Advent, to have a little tradition, as long as it doesn't become traditionalism, which, you know, can be where you just go through it because that's what you have to do. There's a lot of history. There's a lot of good meaning behind even some of these readings. So, well, this is the week, the first Sunday of Advent, where the first banner is watch, and the characteristic is hope, where we have hopeful preparation for the Advent, for the birth of Christ, and the hope of his coming. The word Advent means coming. The first Advent, Christmas, and then you heard in some of the readings, the second Advent, when Christ returns in power and glory to bring about the end of the age. It's also known as the purple candle, is known as the prophet's candle. So when the angels announced to the prophets, well, the prophets rather announced the coming of the Messiah in the Old Testament, and then in the Gospels, we read about, you know, the coming of baby Jesus. So hope is a word in our English terminology. We use that to describe something we want to happen. You know, I hope I win the lottery or something like that. But biblically, the word means to trust in, to wait for, to look for, desire something or someone, or to expect something beneficial in the future. And so when we hope, it's more than a want, it's a trust in the coming of the Messiah. And so some of the texts we read in Psalm, the psalmist talked about trust, confidence, and God's deliverance, delivering from something. Forgiveness. These are all very important words, even to us today. And then he does pray for God's guidance. In Jeremiah, Jeremiah said, I promise a good thing. What is that good thing promised? The righteous branch of David, a descendant of King David, who shall execute righteousness and judgment on the earth. Salvation ultimately comes through the Lord, our righteousness. Paul, writing to the church at Thessalonica, Paul is thanking God. He got a report from Timothy, and he's thanking God for the love and the joy of that church family. And he says, may he strengthen your hearts so that you will be blameless and holy in the presence of God and Father when our Lord Jesus comes with all his holy ones. So that blamelessness, that holiness in the ultimate presence of God. Folks, that is something for us at the second Advent when Jesus comes again. We have that ultimate hope of being in the presence of God. And that is something we trust, we expect. And then in Luke 21, Jesus, it's called the Olivet Discourse, but he's talking about the signs of that second coming, which is yet future. We don't know the day or the hour, but he's coming for redemption, and he gives the parable, the timing. You look at trees. We can look at trees. When we see the leaves coming, we know that summer is coming. And Jesus says, when you see these signs, in heaven, you know that the end of the age is coming. And he says, therefore, watch. And that's what the banner says, watch, that we are looking and watching for that ultimate hope. So what then do all these summarize by way of hope? God's deliverance. He delivers us from sin. He forgives us from sin. He saves us from sin, which is the good thing he promised. And it came at the first advent of the righteous branch of David. That's why Jesus, the genealogies are very important, that Jesus is the son of David, ultimately, down that line. But then we also know that the final redemption, especially for the Jewish people, will be at the second advent, when all will see Christ returning and God will save his children Israel. And then also our blameless and holy status. You guys are nice people, but nice people go to hell. Your holy and blameless status before God, standing in his presence, is the greatest gift because of Jesus' righteousness. And we can hope for this Christmas season. And so, do you have hope in the biblical sense in where our salvation comes from and what this season is all about? And the foundation of that hope is the atonement, which is what we celebrate when we celebrate the Lord's Supper or communion. I'm choosing to call it Eucharist. You know, that's a more liturgical term. It comes from a Greek words that means good, and the root word of grace or thanksgiving. So God's good grace, yes it is because of what Jesus, God the Son, did on the cross to take our sin so that we could be holy and blameless before God and have that ultimate hope, trust in the confidence. So if Scott, if you would come forward, and Jeff, we are going to do it a little different today. We're going to emphasize the unity of the cup and have you come up the center aisle, and these guys are going to serve you. And we will dip. It's called intinction. You're going to take the bread and dip it. Don't get your fat, dirty fingers in the cup. But dip it in there and just remember what Christ has done. Hear the words from Luke about when Jesus, the Last Supper, and when the hour had come, Jesus sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and said, take this and divide it among yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Folks, that is something we as God's children, because of what he has done for us, we can have hope, trust that it's not up to us, but it's up to God and his faithfulness. So if you're visiting and you're a Christian, you're welcome to partake. But if Peg, I always forget that. So we're going to say the Apostles' Creed first. Please stand, and we will. And this reflects some of the truths of the Christian faith that we have our hope in. So I believe in God.